This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi said, Ovois Peg, Dalid, Mishnah of Dalid, Shmuel HaKotan. We're in the season, Rabbi said, even though we learned Ovois for a while already, even the winter, but now we're in the season of Pirkei Ovois. This is the time of year that all of Klal Yisrael is Oisik with Pirkei Ovois. And as we know, because Pirkei Ovois is the Achana, these weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, we do it through the summer also, obviously. Especially now we start it, right, from Pesach to Shavuos, because that's, we want to get in the mood to work on our Midos. That's the Achana for Kabbalah's Torah. And we have to understand that the Bnei Hashem chose us all the nations was of our Avos who excelled in the union of Midas Torahs. That's why it's called Pirkei Avos. This is the nature of our forefathers. But also we continue in the summer months also, because the summer months, as we go into the continue the season, we get into the sugi of Churban Beis HaMikdash, which again, because therefore, it's very apropos that the person has to work on his derech eretz, on his midas toivos, on his characteristic traits to become a person who is totally perfected, perfect himself, and you know, midas toivos. Shmuel HaKohen used to say, "Bin poil oyuvecha al tismach." In the fall of your enemy, al tismach, do not rejoice. With a koshloi, when he messes up, al yogali becha, your heart should not have enjoyment from it. Pen yir Hashem, Hashem will see this. V'ra be'enof, Hashem will be very angry and upset of your hanhaga of being rejoicing in your friend's downfall. V'heishem me'olav apoy. And just the opposite, the thing that you were desiring, Hashem will remove his anger from him. And we'll see in the Rav, now it gets much worse than that. As the Rav explains, Rashi, by a question, Shmuel HaKohen says, what did he say? He repeated a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, so he quoted a pasuk. That's all. He said a pasuk. So Shmuel HaKohen Omer is not Shmuel HaKohen Omer. It's Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech said it. So what's the Mishnah telling you? Shmuel HaKohen Omer. Zop the Rav, that this pasuk was very rogel, very, very, very custom. He all the time said over this pasuk, and he used it as a toichach to people, how the hanhoger should be. People, many times, they see their enemies, people that they you know want to get back by Hashem. Hashem gave it to him. No, that's not the right hanhoger. Why? Penira Hashem v'ra'a be'enav. Hashem is not happy when you do that. Sh'asiyos l'vav v'kilo hu shlucha chol l'malos tavos. What's wrong with it, Taka? Why, if I see my enemy getting his fair due, yesterday the guy caused me such sorrow, such problem, and I wasn't happy with this guy at all. And then today I heard he got into a little bit of an accident in his car. Baruch Hashem, really happened to him. I don't know if that's the way he's feeling. But anyway, he said, okay, but Baruch Hashem, his car got messed up. And he got paid back for all the anguish he caused me. And he was real happy about it. Today you're in a great mood. You're a jolly mood. What are you so happy about? Well, my enemy just got it, you know? I'm so happy. Hashem says the pasuk in Shlomo, you shouldn't be at why. Because it looks like, as the Rav says, that in your heart, you are the one, I made a call. Yeah, I know, of course he's going to get paid back. You know what he did to me? So what does that imply? It implies in your mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shliach. Oh, I made a call. Yeah, you know, of course that guy got punished. You know what he did to me yesterday? What does that have to do with you? Maybe it could be Hashem did, yes or not. But Hashem's running the show. You're not running the show. You know, yeah. I knew this was going to happen. How did you know? I knew he was going to get it. Because you know what he did to me? That's not the right on hunger. The Heshem El of Apoy says the Pasik, what's going to happen? Hashem's going to take his anger off him. He says, oh, you think you're making Hashem the shliach? Hashem will tell you, we'll switch around the narrative very quickly. The guy all of a sudden won the lotto the next day. What happened to his big punishment that caused you all that tzar? So Hashem showed you that. But not only that, the Heshiv, Rashi Tzotim Bezot the Rav, looks at Veshav, El Veheshiv, he's going to take it off him and put it on you. So that thing that was supposed to happen to him or whatever happened to him, you thought you were trying. Not only is Hashem take it off, but you're going to have the tzar, Chas v'shalom. So remember, that's not your job. You have enemies, you have things to do with them. The part of the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Zayin, Toim Hashem is chayla. You keep quiet. Hashem will take care of it. Whatever is supposed to happen, is supposed to happen. But don't give us, oh wow, I'm so happy and he got it and this and that. Because at the end of the day, it sounds very, very, very like that you're the one who's ki'ilu, sending Kodesh Baruch Hu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.